الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بتقواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فاقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول الله الملك. My dear brothers and sisters, I have recited Surah Shams. And then this Surah Shams, Allah Jalla Shanu says, وَالشَّمْسِ by the sun, وَضُحَاهَا and its brightness, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا and the moon, when it follows it, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا and the day when it displays it, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا and the night when it covers it, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا and the heaven and he who constructed it, وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا and the earth and by he who spread it, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا and the soul and he who proportionated it, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا and he inspired it to distinguish its wickedness and its rightness, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا indeed he succeeds who purifies it, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا and indeed he fails who buries it, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا denied ثَمُود by their transgression, إِذْ انْبَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا when was sent forth the most wicked of them, فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا but say to them the messenger of Allah, it is the she camel of Allah and her drink. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلِيَمْ رَبَّمْ بِزَمِّمْ فَسَوَّهَا but they denied him and they hamstrung her, so destroyed them their Lord for their sin and leveled them, وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا and not he fears its consequences. My dear brothers and sisters, you have now followed the translation of this surah. In this surah, Allah Jalla Shanu swears with the ayat ilahi, the sun, the moon, the earth, the sky, and also the nafs. So, as we know in another verse, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَةٍ لِلْأَلْبَابِ. So, in this, it means Allah subhanahu said, indeed, in construction, creation of kainat, universe, and changing of the days and night, there are symbols for those who are wise and they understand. And who are those who understand? They are those who perform zikr while standing, sitting, and laying down. In all conditions, they perform zikr. So, we see there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made these, you can say, the path to understand in the construction, in the creation of universe and ayat ilahi. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears upon them. Although there was no need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to swear on anything, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true and He has created the whole truth. But actually we are weak people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to communicate this with so certainty that nobody should be able to disobey and to deny it. And in the last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in this nafs, both the things are present. The capability of doing wrongs and also the capability of stopping the wrong. It means taqwa. Nafs can do all these too. So it means there is choice for the people to choose one of them. If a person chooses doing wrong of the nafs, then he goes to commit sins. Sin. And if he wants to stop it, so it becomes taqwa. Then a very good rule comes in our hand. If our nafs desires to do something wrong and we are able to stop it, for example, if it has the strength of 10 units, it means the desire of the nafs of doing wrong is 10 units. So if a person can stop it, it means he has the strength to stop 10 units desire of nafs. So it means he is able to get 10 units of taqwa. If a person has the desire of 100 units for doing wrong and he stops it, so it means he has the strength equivalent to 100 units of taqwa. And if it is 1,000, so then other is also 1,000. If it is million, so other is also million. It means if the chance comes for anyone to do wrong of any strength, so if he can stop it, so he will be able to get the taqwa of that level. And another thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. It means, indeed, the person who is more mukarram with Allah, he is that who is more muttaqi. It means if raises his level of taqwa, so in his level of his status of his status will also be raised of vilayat. Because taqwa with the iman is giving us vilayat. Ala inna awliya Allah khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun allazeena amanu wa kanu yattaqun. So those who with iman, having iman, they perform taqwa, so to them it is said that they are awliya Allah. So it means vilayat is the combination of two. And that is taqwa and iman. So although, because we are al-Muslims and we are having iman. So therefore, with this iman, we are able to perform taqwa. So then we shall be having vilayat. Any person can get it. But how to get it? Because as taqwa is the resistance for the nafs in doing wrong, so therefore it depends upon the level of that resistance. The level of the strength to stop the nafs from doing wrong. So that is called, that depends upon islah nafs. It means purity of nafs. So therefore, the person who can purify his nafs, he will be waliullah. And the level he is purifying the nafs, the level he will get taqwa, and the level he will get vilayat. Subhanallah, the position is very clear. Because in the coming ayah, Allah subhanahu declares this, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Indeed, that person who purifies his nafs, he succeeds. He is successful. He is true successful. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And that person who cannot do it, who does not do it, so it means he is ruined. So, therefore, with us there is a chance to purify our nafs and to get these stages. So, by this we mean that Shariat actually it's a awamiru set of awamiru nawahi of doing and undoing. So, for doing this awamiru nawahi, we have to get that capability of islah nafs. That is needed. So this is called tariqat. So it means tariqat is actually in favor of Shariat. Tariqat is actually in this way, sir Allah, islah nafs. It means to come out of the net of the nafs, forces of the nafs, and then act upon Sharia. If a person does not do it, so he will ruin himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given example in Quran for this. And that example is of the Samud, in which the shaqimost person stood and wanted to cut the she-camel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent with mu'jiza for that nation. So the messenger of that time, he stopped him not to do it. But he did not accept. He denied him and killed that she camel. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought azab on them, and because of that azab all were finished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not afraid of those consequences which it could have. So it means if one person follows the wishes of nafs, evil nafs, and the other, his nation, does not stop him in doing so, So the whole nation can be destroyed. So it means purification of the nafs is so necessary that it should not be avoided in any case. Now there are some people who says, what is tariqat? Where it is? No, it is present in Quran, it is present in Hadith. Because Allah, Rasulullah SAW has said, explained this, that person is wise, who controls his nafs and performs work for Akhirah. And those who do not do this, they are foolish people. So therefore, if a person denies the purification of nafs, and where it is, it means that person is foolish. He does not understand Quran and Sunnah. He should understand it. And the other thing is this, the tawatur, the continuity, it's coming from the door of Sahaba, that it's coming, the people have performed these things, and those people who were very famous in good things, and they were, you can say, the chiefs of this system. It means good work. For example, a person who is very great scholar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used his knowledge for betterment, just like Imam Ghazali. And other azraat, just like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Alayhi, Shaykh Shahabuddin Surwardi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Khwaja Muhyiddin Chishti Ajmir Rahmatullah Alayhi, and all these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used him for good things, just like Khwaja Muhyiddin Chishti Ajmir Rahmatullah Alayhi made 9 millions of people of the India Muslims. How it was possible? It was a very difficult thing. By speeches one cannot do it. So it was his, you can say, akhlaq and condition that people accepted him and came in Islam. So it means we should work upon us for purification of nafs. And these are actually, I have already told many times, three things. One is qalb, and the other is nafs, and third is aql. And we should act upon all these three to make them balance and make nafs-e mutmainna, qalb-e saleem, and aql-e fahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do all these and not to spend our time in wrong things. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, granted us body and time, money and ilm, knowledge. And we should all these, we should all use these things for betterment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask about these four. How you have used your body, how you used your time, how you have used as your knowledge, and how you have earned mal, wealth, and how you use them. So it means we should think about this, and we should make ourselves such that we use them all properly, according to the instruction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and according to Sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to the follow of Sahaba Ikram Ridwan Ajmain. So this way we can be successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us successful. Wa ma alayna al-balagh. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alayna innaka at-tawwabur rahim. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.